Joining us now is Mike Greenberg on Sports Scene. Mike, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, the pleasure is mine. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. I want you to go back in time for people listening that follow your show, because when you were asked to do the show back in the day, it wasn't exactly like there were a lot of affiliates and all that sort of thing. Was that a pretty big risk to take on your part?
I think there were almost none, and I didn't take it. What happened was, when they first started what was then called the morning show on ESPN Radio, it was Golic and another host, a pretty well-known guy named Tony Bruno, whose name you may know, and they did the show together for about a year, and then Tony left somewhat abruptly, and they were looking for someone else to do the show with Golic, and they brought in 13 different people to audition, of which I was not one. I, at that time, was an anchor on ESPN News, trying to work my way onto SportsCenter, and when they were really stuck, they asked me to come fill in for a couple of days, and Mike and I just hit it off almost immediately. So they offered me the job that day, and of course, I immediately turned it down. I said, you've got to be out of your mind. There's no way in the world I'm doing this with this football player I never heard of in my life to do a radio show that absolutely no one listens to, and I figured it would be canceled within a year. So I worked out a scenario where I would continue anchoring SportsCenter, which I did for years and years, at the same time as doing the radio show, and I would never have said yes otherwise. Obviously, 14 years later, it's turned out, you know, completely differently, frankly, than I would ever have guessed or than I think anyone would have guessed. But so the answer to the question is, my first thought was, when they offered me the job, was, you've got to be kidding me, and I turned it down as quickly as you possibly could.
You and I, sir, share a misery in that we're Jets fans. Longtime Jets guys. So let me ask you about a couple of things. Revis, first of all, I mean, this had to be done. Is this a good move by the Jets?
Personally, I don't think so. I know a lot of Jet fans disagree. I don't think this was necessary at all. I think that at minimum they could have kicked this can down the road a little bit and waited to see how strong he came back. But the reality is, Darrell Revis, Gary Myers wrote in his column yesterday that he tweeted that was amended slightly for today's newspaper. But in the column of yesterday, he made the point that Darrell Revis had absolutely no leverage, none. And as a consequence of that, if the Jets wanted to do a long-term contract with him now and run the risk that his knee would never be the same again, they could have done so, I think, at dollars vastly fewer than what he was said to be asking for, as evidenced by the fact that he did not get a single dollar guaranteed in his new contract at Tampa. So I think they could have, at minimum, waited a little longer to see what happened and played it out. And the truth is, if he had left next year as a free agent, they would have gotten the third-round pick as compensation. So they traded Darrell Revis straight up for the 13th pick in the draft. And unless the 13th pick in the draft winds up being a player markedly better than anyone that I've seen in this draft is projected to be, then this will always have been a bad move.
Mike, you know down here, Tim Tebow's name is, well, you know, next to God. But with the Jets, it's been rather up and down and mostly down. He's going to get cut, isn't he?
I assume so. You know, I've got to tell you, I really felt sorry for Tebow last year, and I continue to now. And I've said many times, I'm a fan of the Jets, and I will always root for the Jets, but I find myself increasingly discouraged and frustrated by a lot of the things that they do. And frankly, one of them is the way they've handled this Tebow thing. There was no reason in the world. That guy was as hot as you could be coming off that year in Denver, and someone would have given him a chance. Someone would have given it a try. And the Jets, for reasons known only to them, brought him to New York and wound up not using him at all, even in situations that screamed for it, almost to the point that they humiliated him for no obvious reason. So, listen, whether Tim Tebow could ever really be successful as a quarterback in the NFL or not, I don't know. I know there's a lot of people who have their doubts as to whether you can play the game the way he plays it all the time and succeed. But I certainly think that he deserved a chance, and the Jets didn't give him one. And now, again, they're holding on to him for no obvious reason. And so, like many of the things that they do, it does not seem to make almost any sense at all.
I am so with you. Mike Greenberg, our guest from Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio. You'll hear him every morning right here, 6 to 10 o'clock. Phil Jackson gets a call. Mike, is this isn't going to happen, is it, in Cleveland?
Oh, no way. I mean, there's no way in the world Phil is going to Cleveland. Mike and I were actually speculating this morning about places that Phil might have an interest in going. And two of them that came to mind were potentially, if they don't even have to be openings, let's face it, because if Phil expressed an interest, they would be open. And those would be the Clippers and the Nets, assuming the Lakers are not an option. And it doesn't seem that they are. But I think that the Nets might intrigue Phil with the combination of players they have there and an owner who I think is willing to spend all the money in the world and loves star power. And then the other one would be the Clippers, where I think Vinny Del Negro is on slightly shaky ground, and they've got some good young building blocks there led by the terrific Chris Paul. So those sound like two situations Phil would be interested in. As much as I like Kyrie Irving, and I love him, I think he is a terrific player. I don't think they have anywhere near enough in Cleveland, nor do I think that is enough of a destination that they're short of getting the players that he will have any interest in that situation whatsoever.
Mike, are you a fan of the NFL draft as it's currently done by the league?
Meaning?
In other words, their format, you know, making it Thursday now. Do you like the way that they format
no,
this and
I mean,
do it?
Personally, no. I preferred it the old way. I liked it when it was all Saturday and that whole build up and you sort of build a day around it. But, you know, the NFL is bulletproof, as you and I both know. They can put anything anywhere they want to, and people will pay attention to it. They actually make an announcement out of announcing their schedule, out of announcing the order in which games that we already know are going to be played will be played. So clearly people have an interest and they'll watch it. But, no, I mean, I preferred it when it was the way it had been previously on Saturday.
I know you and Golic get along.